Life as We Know It with Tom Walton.
I wish my mother, rest her soul, were alive to hear this, so I'll just have to hope they get PBS in heaven. Mom, it turns out that those times I let slip with a cuss word didn't make me a bad kid, despite your anguished assertions to the contrary. Apparently there are experts who insist quite the opposite. Letting fly with a curse word now and then does not portend a life of crime, they say, and might actually be a good thing. Don't take my word for it. New research published in the Journal of the American Psychological Association says that swear words not only can provide a feel-good moment, but boost our strength and endurance, at least in short bursts, one presumes. Richard Stevens of Keele University in England says that in many situations, people hold themselves back, consciously or unconsciously, from using their full capabilities. Swearing, he maintains, is an easily available way to help yourself feel focused, confident, and less distracted. A couple hundred people were put in two specific situations, and their tolerance and endurance were measured. One test required them to shove one hand in ice water and keep it there as long as possible. This they did twice, once while uttering a neutral word, bicycle, for example, every 2 seconds, and then do the same exercise a second time while muttering the curse word of their choice. Nearly everybody did better while cursing. The second test required participants to do a push-up and support their body weight in that position as long as they could, once using a neutral word every couple seconds, and a second time letting the invectives fly. Swearing while pushing worked a lot better. The participants were significantly better able to handle unpleasant situations while swearing. The PhDs call it disinhibition. What fun it would have been to stand off to the side as an observer while all this was going on. Participants' inhibitions went away, and they performed at a higher level, even though immersed in an activity they would normally avoid. That could explain why people who jump in the frigid Maumee River each winter for a so-called polar bear swim are able to overcome their natural reluctance. Their secret? They're all swearing under their breath. Good for them. Talk about immersing myself in an activity I'd rather avoid. If it were me, I'd be inventing swear words that nobody has ever uttered before. By the way, the APA study did not deal with involuntary swearing. The study participants knew what was coming and were told what to say while it was happening. Conversely, when you hit your thumb with a hammer or stub your toe against the foot of the bed in the middle of the night, you have little control over what you say next. Swearing on purpose, however, is not bad. The researchers say that findings help explain why swearing is so commonplace. Swearing is literally a calorie-neutral, drug-free, low-cost, readily available tool at our disposal for when we need a boost in performance, Professor Stevens said. So, it seems I still have a lot of potential, despite my advanced age. Forgive me if my new journey of personal enlightenment requires me to drop an expletive now and then, come hell or high water.
Life as We Know It is written and hosted by Tom Walton and is a production of WGTE Public Media. Life as We Know It with Tom Walton can be heard on WGTE FM 91 every Monday afternoon during All Things Considered at 5:44 p.m. or hear past episodes at wgte.org/life.